Extreme weather is common for our region, and for many, it can be a nuisance. But for those living without shelter, it can be much more than that. KUNR's Kat Fulwider looks at how the recent cold weather is affecting the unhoused community and how city and aid groups are responding to it.
On a cold Tuesday evening, Lee Bowers stands in line in front of the Believe sign in downtown Reno, waiting for his turn to receive some warm food and supplies from Family Soup Mutual Aid. Standing by his side, Love Guru, a medium-sized brindle dog, waits excitedly in his red felt dog jacket. One of the worst storms of the season had just blown through the area the weekend before. Bauer says it was especially hard to stay warm and dry because his blankets and supplies were taken.
I'm cold all the time. It's you just get used to it. You just got to go wherever they don't find you, but eventually they do.
He says he is always on the lookout for city officials who he has had trouble with in the past and who he says have confiscated his belongings. Bowers survived the frigid days and nights by finding dry covered places such as a church alcove to stay warm in.
We don't have a place to go warm up. We're all dirty and sickly looking because we pretty much are. You take away our shelters. Who am I hurting by being out here? Nobody.
Leading up to the storm and during the worst days of it, volunteers from Family Soup Mutual Aid were out on the streets assessing the needs of people. Lily Barron, an activist and volunteer, says she was out checking in on her neighbors.
I was out a couple of times a day, including all day of the storm, and it looks like the way that people have interpreted the recent ordinances are that if they don't have a tent, then they are less likely to be disturbed.
Barron is referring to an anti-camping ordinance that the city of Sparks recently passed and is now being considered in Washoe County.
So right now I'm seeing women, disabled people, and seniors most specifically and in the most abundance who are sleeping outside, completely unsheltered, meaning they don't even have a tent.
Barron said she was digging people out from underneath a foot of snow to give them things like warm soup and hand warmers. Mutual aid groups like Family Soup are not the only ones helping the unhoused community, though. Bethany Drysdale, the communications manager for Washoe County, says that the CARES campus is here to be of service to the community.
The CARES campus is about 15 acres, and so we have the big emergency shelter that houses just under 600 people in that shelter. And then also on site is the resource center, the overflow shelter, and the safe camp.
Drysdale says the overflow shelter has 84 additional beds and opened along with the resource center in December.
Reno has fairly inhospitable winters, and we know that. So we certainly see an increase in people seeking services during the winter, especially coming into major storms like we just saw here in our area.
Drysdale says people may come in to escape the elements, but will also find resources to support them, including job training and welfare. And she hopes with this help, people can get back on their feet.
People ask about warming centers. We don't have a warming center. We have a year-round resource center where it doesn't matter what's going on outside, we can provide resources.
Although the CARES campus has been proposed as the county's response to homelessness, critics say it is too far away from the city center, and there are concerns about safety and theft at the site. Back out on the streets, Bowers sits with Love Guru and warms his hands over a flaming pile of hand sanitizer that someone lit. He lays out some of the reasons why he chooses this over a bed at CARES.
Who wants to throw everything they own away just to go to the shelter? We already have so little. But yet we can't take our clothes in there. We can't take any blankets or memorabilia from previous times.
The CARES campus allows people to bring personal items, but there are restrictions. Nearby, Barron and the Family Soup Mutual Aid crew are packing up as the streetlights turn on. Barron shares similar sentiments to Bowers.
People saying CARES is an option isn't enough of an option.
Barron says it is important to meet people where they are at, which is why she and other volunteers from Family Soup Mutual Aid meet every Tuesday night in front of the Believe sign in City Plaza. For KUNR News, I'm Kat Fulwider.